We'll seek refuge from Satan the cursed. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain words and viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to talk more about some of the points that this great character has made in order for us to make use of them in our daily lives as Muslims. Well, on the subject of selfishness, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "Selfishness and abandonment of rising for God's sake has made us distressed and has caused the whole world to overwhelm us and has brought Muslim countries under foreign influence." Well, here Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is talking about the malicious effects of selfishness in Muslim communities that led to their failure and backward state. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this passionate, selfish feeling in human earthly desires, as in this verse of the Holy Book of Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Innal insana khuliqa halu'a, idha massahu ash-sharru jazu'a, wa idha massahu al-khayru manu'a. Truly, man was created headstrong, desperate when bad things happen, and begrudging when good things come. Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu alayhi. Selfishness is a major threat to modern societies. You know, the materialistic thinking that is widespread in modern societies that do not live by religious moral values reinforces the selfish and egotistical spirit in human nature and disseminates a me-first philosophy. Indeed, the idea of so long as I am right, who cares what happens to anyone else, or looking out for number one, generally dominates such societies. So, oppressed and poor people, their children devoid of education or food, are of no interest to such people. This social structure generally leads to a troubled and unhappy atmosphere. Only people living by moral values of the Holy Book of Quran can bring about any change in such a contaminated society. Only they can change the people of selfish interest. And that is why Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi just aptly advised the Muslim community to leave selfishness and think more about their Muslim brothers and sisters. And that is a great lesson for us to follow and listen to. For ending, let me just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about selfishness once more. He said, "Selfishness and abandonment of rising for God's sake has made us distressed and has caused the whole world to overwhelm us and has brought Muslim countries under foreign influence." Thank you very much for being with us in this episode. And until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day. Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.